Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre and company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. ITC Great Plains says congratulations to all who participated and achieved so much at this year's national convention. ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway.
Amplify! And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And, Tom, let's kick things off with a check on our livestock here, as we always do. Why don't you kind of recap how the cattle and the hogs finished today on Friday?
Well, Dave, back on Friday, the live cattle closed slightly mixed, and the feeders closed on the positive side, while the lean hogs enjoyed a second straight session of triple-digit gains. Now, also Friday, we had the cattle on feeder report. It was pretty much a neutral report, as it came in very close to what the pre-report estimates were. Now, also keep in mind, this report should have very little effect on the opening this morning, as it really had no surprises in it. We will have this afternoon at 2 o'clock our monthly cold storage report. Expectancy once again beef and pork supplies much larger than year ago levels. Now, of more concern in this report is our winter weather forecast this week that may be price supportive to the cattle. We'll have to see how the market reacts to that. Choice box beef on Friday was $1.69 lower. Selects were $2.39 lower on a total movement of 141 loads. Cattle kill 108,000 head on Friday. The weekly kill 571,000, and the cash feeder index was down $1.38. Friday's close saw December cattle 20 cents lower, Jan feeders $1.20 higher, and December lean hogs $2 and a nickel higher.
We'll check grains right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's check out these grain futures as we get the week going here in just a little bit. And on Friday, grains lower across the board.
Yes, they were. The trading was mixed Friday, but as Dave said, the grain and the soybean futures all closed on the negative side. The December grain options expired on Friday and gave good trading volume to the corn and the soybeans, but there was a lack of any other market-moving news to move the markets. Now, this week will be a holiday-shortened trading week with Thanksgiving on Thursday and an abbreviated trading session on Friday. Over the weekend, the newly elected president of Argentina is expected to end export tariffs and currency controls in Argentina, and there's an estimated $8 billion of stored crops that are ready to see the world markets could put pressure on our grain markets for a while down the road. Now, at the moment, we're looking at December Casey wheat trading 2¾ cents lower. December corn's down $0.01¾, with January soybeans 10¾ cents lower. March cotton is 69 points lower. January crude oil down 24 cents. We're looking at December dollar index 17 cents higher, and December Dow Jones futures down 5 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you if they'd like some?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. We look forward to checking in with you again tomorrow and see how things are going on then. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefter, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.